Today we're coming to our Bible story, and it's for the boys and girls, and I hope that you will listen right through the story today. And this story is on how Jacob received the blessing. I wonder, do you have a brother? Now, brothers usually mean trouble. It's very common to have a brother who is a bit of a nuisance. It's not so common to have a brother that is an encourager. Boys, I want to know, do you ever fight? Well, I know you do because, well, I was young once and I had a brother. He was nearly 3 years older than me, and I'm afraid that he might tell you that I was a real bother and a trouble to him when we were young. Today's story is about two brothers who were twins, and even before they were born, they were struggling in their mother's womb, and so they were set for a life of fighting. Esau was born first, and then Jacob was born immediately after, because he came forth holding to the heel of Esau. And the Bible says that Esau and Jacob were twins, but Esau was red-skinned and lots of hair all over his body, while Jacob, he was smooth-skinned. Now, both boys grew as children in the home of their father Isaac and their mother Rebekah. And Esau, he became a hunter in the fields. But Jacob, he liked to stay close to home and help his mom. Esau was a daddy's boy, and Jacob, he was a mommy's boy. Now, it's usually not good for parents to have favorites in the home, but Isaac and Rebekah did. They had favorites. Isaac favored Esau, and Rebekah, she favored Jacob. And the Bible says that Isaac loved Esau because of his hunting and his venison stew that he made. Now, venison is meat from deer, and to hunt deer is very difficult, and it takes a lot of time and effort to find that deer, bring it home, and to prepare its meat. The Bible also says that Rebekah loved her son Jacob because Jacob loved to be at home helping with the cooking. And so you can see that while the two brothers were twins, that they were also very different. Now, that's okay to have different interests in life, but it's not okay to be fighting about it as Jacob and Esau did. Now, because Esau was the firstborn, he was called the firstborn. He was born first, therefore he was called the firstborn, which meant that Esau would get all of his father's riches. And Isaac promised to give all the riches and the promises of God to Esau. You see, Isaac was very rich. He prospered in the land of the Philistines. And even in a time of famine, he sowed grain and seed, and God gave him a harvest of 100-fold. And I think he gave him many such harvests because he prospered and prospered. His herds prospered, his flocks prospered, and he needed many servants to look after all his animals and to look after his crops. One day, Esau was out in the field hunting venison. He was out for a long time in the fresh air, running and hunting, so that when he returned home, he was so hungry, he thought he was going to faint and die. Jacob had been cooking meat stew, and its hot, savory smells were floating through the air. And when Esau smelled that stew, he said to his brother Jacob, "Give me some of that stew." And right then, Jacob found his opportunity to bargain with Esau about his birthright. He took advantage of Esau's hunger and blurted out, "Sell me your birthright." Jacob wanted the blessings that Abram had given to Isaac, and Isaac would give to his son Esau. Jacob wanted the future favor of God for himself so that he could become the head of the specially chosen people of God. Now Esau was careless about his birthright, and he was so hungry that there and then he sold his birthright to Jacob for a pot of red stew. Can you believe that? What was he thinking? He thought more of one bowl of hot steaming stew than he would just to take away his bodily hunger than all the riches that his birthright would bring to him. And the New Testament book of Hebrews tells us of how Esau sold his birthright and how he lost the blessing. Let me read to you Hebrews 12, verse 16. "Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright." That would be like you or me saying, "I don't want to be a Christian. I don't care about the Bible or the promises of God. I don't want to be saved and go to heaven." And you would be saying, "I would rather enjoy the world just for a little bit, and I have no interest in ever seeking the blessings of heaven." Now that would be terrible. And you would lose your soul and lose everything that God has in store for you through the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Now, if you are growing up in a Christian home and have been taught the Bible and how to pray, and if you have been in church every week since a child in your mother's arms, and should you then come to a point where you will not trust and serve the Lord, then you reject the truth of the gospel. If you say that Jesus either didn't die at all or that his death has nothing at all to do with you, then you're like Esau. You are selling your soul. The reality is that you want to follow the lusts of this world. You want the pleasures of sin for a little bit. You want the things that ungodly people talk about and live for. You want to join your friends at school to do and say all that they would do and say. And so tempting you right now. You're despising the truth and you're denying the way of salvation by faith in the Lord Jesus. And I want to warn you that if you sell your soul as Esau did, you may never, ever get the blessing back. It would be better for you never to have known the gospel that is in the crosswork of the Lord Jesus at Calvary. It would be better if you had lived in a godless land. But to hear and know the gospel of grace, to read the Bible for yourself, and to watch God's people living for Jesus and then turn away from it all is to damn your soul forever. And so don't do what Esau did, for he could not get the blessing back again. This is a great warning. And I want to read to you the next verse in Hebrews chapter 12. "For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears." So don't sell your soul. Don't allow the seeming sweet taste of this world cause you to give up your standing or seeking to be a Christian, to become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the wonderful news that comes from this story is that while Esau lost the blessing and lost his soul, that Jacob, He received the blessing, even though he was a sinner, even though he was a deceiver and a twister and many things that he had done wrong, yet the blessing became Jacob's. And that's the wonderful good news, because we're told that God loved Jacob. He set his love upon him, not because he was worthy, not because he was good, but because he loved him. And God is doing that all the time when he calls sinners to believe in the Lord Jesus. And so let that be an encouragement to you today, that the Lord will save you and he will draw you to trust in him. So bow your knee and call upon the Lord Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. Invite him to come into your heart today and to give you the eternal riches, the eternal blessings that are in the Lord Jesus, that are promised to you when you believe in God's Son for salvation. So don't be like Esau, who despised his birthright, his heritage, but believe on the Lord Jesus and be saved, and God will bless you mightily.